Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio. This segment is a part of a special series made possible by the gracious permission from Milos Radakovic, author of 90 Seconds, a series of books of short but fact-rich articles about a variety of topics which he produced for KUSP 88.9 FM in Santa Cruz, California. Thank you, Milos. The name of this one is Diving Birds. What happens when seabirds disappear under the water? We've all seen it. We're walking along the shore, looking out across the water, and then it dawns on us. Wasn't there a bird there floating a moment ago? I didn't see it fly away. Where did it go? I always remember the reaction when visitors at the Monterey Bay Aquarium first see a common murrey swimming, flying, underwater with sharks and salmon in the deep reef exhibit. It's a sight that is at odds with how we think things ought to be. Birds go underwater primarily to find food or nesting material. Some swim with their wings while others paddle with their feet. Most dive no deeper than 20 feet. Others routinely dive 100 feet or more. They can hold their breath for a few minutes, but their agility and speed underwater makes that adequate to catch food and evade most predators. Many have eyes adapted to seeing in water under low light conditions. Most people have created a framework that helps them understand the world. For many, the world fits neatly into categories: birds in the sky, rocks on the ground, fish in the sea. Reality offers many exceptions to our paradigms, and in studying them, it helps us gain a clearer understanding of our world. More than 90 species of marine birds can be found along California's central coast. Most live and feed on or near the water. Look for them the next time you're on the shore, but look fast, you might miss them. Well, whether it's the California coast or the North Shore here on Lake Superior, or even inland lakes or a river, I'd have to agree that when a swimming bird disappears, it makes me wonder what they're doing, and most of the time I continue to stare out at the water trying to predict where they are and when they're going to reappear. I'll bet you do too. And here's one thing that we can share with the folks in California. Find out more about Milos in the 90-second series, just use the search terms 90 seconds and Milos, M-I-L-O-S, Radakovic, R-A-D-A-K-O-V-I-C-H.